Today is November 18th, 2008, and I'm here with Dolores Clark, who attended the Orange County Training School. And she's going to tell us a little bit about her experiences there. Dolores, what years did you attend school at the Orange County Training School?
Okay, I'm going to give her my name, Dolores Hogan Clark.
Hogan Clark.
Dolores Hogan Clark. And I attended Orange County Training School at the age of 5, but my birthday was in December, so I turned 6 in December. You know, back then you could go to school if you were 5. It's not like it is now. Like, you know, if your birthday comes after October, such the 15th, I think.
Right.
You know, it puts you back a year. But anyway, I started school at Orange County Training School in Chapel Hill. And
Where did you... You were born and raised in Carrboro, right?
Well, actually, I was born at Lincoln Hospital in Durham, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And then... But I was raised in Carrboro.
Right here at your home place.
Right here at my home place, yes.
And this was the Stroud...
It was the Strayhorn.
Strayhorn.
Yes, property and residence.
Okay. And then your mother's name was...
My mother's name was Annie Ruth Barbie. She was a Barbie.
Oh, okay.
And her mother was a Strayhorn. She married a Barbie. So my mother was raised here. She and her siblings, two doors over from here, down in that rock house.
Right.
It's for sale now. But my mother was raised, all her siblings were raised in this area. And then I was raised by my mother and my father half of the time, and then my great-grandmother, who lived to get 100 years old. And they bought all this property, and they built their home, you know, at 109 now. It was University Lake Road.
And it's now Jones Ferry Road.
Jones Ferry Road. But they bought all this land, and then they built a log cabin, and they, you know, moved in there and ventured out from there, you know, added on because they started their family.
I remember that log cabin. Your mother gave me a picture of that log cabin to scan.
It's still standing to this day. Of course, the house over there is still standing.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you were in school, what sort of... You said that you were involved in athletics and stuff.
Yes.
So now, what teams did you play on?
I played on the softball team and the basketball team.
And were you guys... that was a pretty big thing back then, wasn't it?
It was a big thing, yes. It was a very big thing. It was a great opportunity for us. And, of course, we didn't have, you know, good facilities, but we made do anyway. And, it was fun. It was fun. Everybody loved each other. Everybody, you know, helped each other out.
Right.
And it was just a lot of fun growing up and, you know, with your schoolmates. Because when I was in school, it was grade 1 through 12. And we were all in one building.
Wow.
And so you just, you know, move from one room to another room, you know, for different things like math and biology, home economics, things like that. We didn't have, you know, where we could just go, you know, at different times. The bell would ring and then we exchanged classes.
Mm-hmm.
But the elementary and the high school was all together.
Wow. And where was this building located?
This was on off Church Street, right off Church Street. But now it's called the North Side area.
Right.
But then it was Church Street, off from Church Street. On Caldwell Street.
And how large were the classes that you attended?
Well, I would say our classes were really not over 20. Not over 20 pupils, students.
And then, so were there like several first grades? And
one first grade and one second grade, yes.
And there were only 20 students, huh?
But see, the thing about, now like my class... You know, we're all we were just all in one class the year that, you know, I attended. I mean, what I'm trying to say is, and you can read that over. But like my classmates, we were all in a class together, most of us. But we had the class I graduated from with, it was two sections because we actually had the largest class back then. But we had to have different, you know, first grades. So it wasn't that many because, you know, everybody had to have a class. The same people couldn't be in the class. So like my class would be in the first grade, and then there may have been, I really don't know how many it was.
It's a long time ago.
Because, see, when we moved out, then somebody else moved in.
Right.
The class behind me moved in. So they were in the first grade.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, so did you attend Lincoln, or was Lincoln built back then?
It was built, but I actually graduated from Orange County Training School. But they had named Lincoln High School before I graduated. That's on my diploma. It has Lincoln High School.
Right.
But I think the next year, which my friend, she graduated from there. See, they the next year they went into Lincoln. Mm-hmm. I graduated in 1951. So I think I probably was the last class that graduated.
So what were your feelings about moving to this new, you know, I mean, generally, what did people think? Did they think it was a good thing?
They thought it was a good thing because there was larger space, and people, you know, and then in that way they had made the maneuvering through the hallways and through the entire building made it much easier.
Right, to move from class to class. And then Lincoln High, the classes there, was that 9th through 12th grade, or?
Actually, it probably was 9th through 12th, because I think renamed Orange County Northside, so that was the elementary.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then you went to high school at Lincoln High.
Right. So I've heard, you know, they've been doing a lot of these programs talking about how race relations were back then, and you grew up in Carrboro. And your experience, what were your experiences like growing up in Carrboro? Were they good, or were they... I spoke with your mother at length one time, and her perception seemed to be much different than a lot of what I've heard recently. She said that she was very happy in Carrboro, and that people got along. Is that your memory of it, or do you have a different memory?
Well, I enjoyed living in Carver. We just didn't have the access to different things. And like going to school, we were not allowed to ride the school bus. We had to walk from, back then it was University Lake Road, all the way over to Church Street, Caldwell Street, to go to attend Orange County Training School.
Wow.
We walked that far every day. And so that was one of the things that I really didn't like, and because the school, I could have attended the school a half a block from here, where the town of Carver is now, was a school, and if we had had integration, you know, it would have been much easier for me to go there. But with segregation going on, you know, it wasn't possible. We just had to make do with what we had. And then I think finally, probably in the late 40s, you know, they made the buses available for us to ride to school. But we walked in the rain, the sleet, the snow, or whatever.
So how old were you when you finally got to ride a bus?
I had to be about maybe 14.
Wow, so all those years you were walking to
school. All those years we walked, yes.
Wow, that's a pretty far, too.
Yes. I'm not sure of the mileage, but I'm sure it had to be close to a mile.
Mm-hmm. If not,
that we walked.
If not further.
If not further, yes.
Wow. So how did that make you feel when you saw the other kids getting on a bus and riding to school?
Well, it made me feel real bad, you know, knowing that we didn't have the access to transportation like they had, you know. And we had to, like I said, we had to walk whether it was rain, sleet, snow, or whatever, in the bad weather, cold weather. And it was hard, you know. It was very hard back then.
Did you have, growing up here in Carrboro, now, I'm not sure what it was like back then, but it's pretty racially mixed now. Did you have white friends that you associated with?
I had some very good white friends, very good. In fact, when you said making it hard, one of my best friends, or several of my best friends, lived in a house right across the street. So, see, they got to go to school and probably right up here. Mm-hmm. And then I, you know, had to walk. But we were very close. We, a lot of my family was well known in Chapel Hill, the Strayhorn Barbie family, well, especially the Strayhorns, because my great grandparents did all the farming here. And they sold, you know, like milk and eggs and butter.
That's what your mom said.
Yeah.
I think it's sort of, she said that, you know, y'all shared and got along. And
we shared, we did.
It sort of depends on what, your family is a very well-respected family, and I think that has something to do
yes,
with it,
I
you
think
know?
So. It has a lot to do with it. Because like I said, Linda Pendergrass, who is, you know, the sheriff mm-hmm. of Orange County, he and I grew up together with his siblings. And, I mean, we had fun. He would come and play in the yard around here, and I would go across the street. He had the sweetest mother. And we used to, you know, play, and we had fun together.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I mean, we didn't even think about race.
Right.
Nothing about race.
Now, was that, but the what about the rest of Carrboro? Were things bad back then? I mean, was there racial strife? Could you see it? Could you feel it when you walked into a store?
You could definitely feel it when you walked into a store. Mm-hmm. Because on Main Street here in Carrboro, when I was growing up and became ill, the doctor's office was where the drugstore used to be, Center's Drugstore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we couldn't go in that front door. We had to go to the back to be seen. Or even if we went in a store, you know, we would have to go in the back door.
Were you fearful at all living in Carrboro?
Well, actually, I didn't think about fear.
Right.
I just thought it was just all part of growing up and with the situation like it was, you know, there was no change. So I guess I really didn't back then didn't have any fear.
Yeah, kids sometimes aren't really aware of.
No, we weren't aware of really anything like that, you know, back then.
So were your experiences in school good ones? Did you have a good, enjoyable?
I had a wonderful experience in school. And I can't think of any really harsh or bad things that, you know, I can remember that that I, you know, missed or whatever. But growing up with my schoolmates and being in one building, it was fun. It was lots of fun. And we didn't have, you know, a lot of things that the other school had, like books, good books, things like that, because we got the second-handed, you know, things that were, as far as books and other materials, were secondhand. So, but you know what? We learned to appreciate it, and we lived with it and dealt with the situation, although not knowing, you know, that what the whites had, you know, and were enjoying, we didn't even think about it. We didn't think about it that much. Then afterwards, you know, you think about these things. Well, how did we make it? Or just not having enough, you know, materials and books that were old with no backs on them and all that. But we made it. We did. We survived.
Mm-hmm.
We came through in, I would say, flying colors.
Mm-hmm.
But our teachers were excellent. the principals were excellent. Didn't have that many, but, you know, but they were excellent, and they were there to help us, you know, learn so that we could grow up and be somebody, you know. But I enjoyed my school experience all the way through from first grade to 12th grade.
That's great.
It was beautiful.
That's great.
And looking back, I can't say that, you know, nothing back then except for, like I said, things that we didn't have and couldn't get that was necessary, you know. But I still enjoyed it.
And so let's see, you probably didn't have kids that attended Lincoln because you didn't, how old were you when you had your children?
Oh, no, my children,
it was probably,
they attended, because it was integration then.
Right, right.
And they attended, you know, all the schools in the area.
Now, Lincoln became eventually an elementary school, right? Did your kids ever attend there?
No, they never attended there.
Okay.
They never attended.
I wasn't sure
school.
About that.
Mm-mm. They attended Cobber and the Cobber School Elementary because we were right in the area.
Right. So did you ever move away from this area?
I did. I moved away to Maryland in 1979. Mm-hmm. And I was there for 19 years.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. But was your mother here the whole time?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I moved back in 1998.
Oh, wow.
Because my mother was getting older and her siblings, to her brother and sister, you know, they were having some health problems, and I knew my mother had the burden on her. So I moved back because I had lost the 19 years, you know, being away from my remaining family members.
Right.
And so I said, well, it's time for me to go home and take care of my mother, mm-hmm. and her sister and my uncle. So I chose to move back in 98. And I'm glad I did because I had time to spend with my mother.
Right.
You know, and my aunt and uncle before they passed away. Because mm-hmm. they were the last survivors of that generation.
Right. And your mother was just so well-loved in Carver.
Oh, she was
icon. Everyone, you know, mm-hmm. and to the end, she was productive and going around volunteering and helping people.
Yes.
That's what she was all about. Mm-hmm. She was a wonderful woman.
She was.
Now, did she go to school here? Did they have schools back then?
She did go to school here. And it was like in a house. Mm-hmm. They had a house. I think she went to school on a Reverend Hackney, who was...
Was that over there in Merritt Mill?
Yes.
Over by
yes,
my house?
Yes.
Yeah. I remember hearing stories about that, but I was never really clear where it was in, like, that little island area, mm-hmm, right, in mm-hmm. between the highway.
And, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can't
picture
where it was.
It was called the Hackney School.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. My neighbor who passed away, all my neighbors have passed, they're older, you know. But I gleaned a little bit of knowledge from him mm-hmm. before he passed, and he was saying, yeah, there used to be a school right across the street there. So you never actually attended Lincoln High, but and you graduated, and I've got photos that I scanned from Lincoln, and looking at the photos when you were like a little Girl Scout and stuff,
well,
I recognized you.
And I was talking about the school. We had a lot of fun because... we had good teams, you know, basketball team, football team, and
you guys were champs, weren't you?
Oh yes, we had the. I think Lincoln won the championship, but we had good coaches back then, and you know, and they pushed us, but we took it, you know. But I also played in the high school band, in the school band.
You?
I played in the school band.
What instrument did you play?
I played the clarinet, and I hated it so bad.
Oh, did you really?
But I wanted to play the saxophone. And my music director said, no, you have to play the clarinet. And I used to hate that clarinet because it would squeak so much. You know, if you got the wrong note or anything like that, it would squeak, you know. If your mouthpiece wasn't right, uh-huh. It would squeak. And I used to, and my cousin... All my cousins, three of my cousins, male cousins, they played the trumpet. And my cousin, another cousin, played saxophone, and I wanted to play the saxophone. But
did you ever try to play the saxophone?
No, I didn't ever try. I just stuck with it.
Stuck with your clarinet. So y'all played in the band together. Did you guys go and play at places? Or?
Yes, we did. We played for the homecoming games, mm-hmm. and they were exciting, you know. Mm-hmm. Yes, they were very exciting. And then we'd maybe be in a parade or two, but that was it.
Did you do the Chapel Hill Carver Christmas Parade?
No, I don't think we actually did that.
No.
I don't remember doing it. But other parades I think we had, that little town parades we participated in. But we couldn't afford, back then, we couldn't afford uniforms. So we had to wear, like, we wore white pants with dog jackets, white shirt, and then a black tie. Mm-hmm. That's what we wore because, there wasn't money available to buy uniforms.
Right. Mm-hmm. So what's your best memory of growing up and going to school around here?
My best memory is, just enjoying my schoolmates and I just enjoyed my schoolmates, I would just say that. Growing up around here, I enjoyed my neighbors who were just good too. And we played together, like I said, all the time. And I just enjoyed school.
Now, do you go to the reunions?
I go to the reunions, yes.
Is that, do you get a big kick out of that?
The first reunion we had was just so great. Because, I mean, we had been, like, I had been out of school probably about 20 years when we had the first reunion. And it was so exciting to see people come back and enjoy, you know, and see old faces and, you know, see the changes they made and you know, where they lived and how they were doing and
what they became
right. and how successful they were, you know. And that was just rewarding to me, very rewarding.
Right.
Just to see that moment was special. That's one of the things that I will remember and won't ever forget, is that first reunion.
Now we've had just recently an election, mm-hmm. and Barack Obama was elected. What are your thoughts on that? This is unrelated to Lincoln.
My thoughts on that is
hallelujah.
Hallelujah! It's time for change, and he's going to bring the change. I do believe.
I think he is too.
Yes.
I've never quite seen the energy mm-hmm. from everyone that
yes.
you encounter. You know, the day after the election,
mm-hmm.
everyone was just. Everyone that I ran into in Carrboro was just ecstatic over it.
I know. And I just, you know, everybody worked so hard. I mean, people got out. I did some canvassing myself, and I worked at the election, one of the precincts. But everybody was just so energetic, you know, about getting the information out and just, it was just wonderful.
It really was. It was like nothing I've ever seen. And I think it mm-hmm. really showed all of us that if we all work together, we can change
it's
things.
It's all about working together. It's not about color or race. It's not about that. It's about working together. That's the most important thing, working
yeah.
together.
Well, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me.
Well, you're welcome, and I thank you for asking me.
And this will be on LincolnHighAlumni.org.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll make it look good.